Hello, friends. This is Paul Scharf, Church Ministries representative with the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. And it's my joy to be here to talk to you today about Passover. I want to remind you just before we get into the lesson that you can join the Friends of Israel for an online Passover Seder on Maundy Thursday, April 1st of 2021 at 6 p.m. if you're watching this video at the time here of its creation in March of 2021. Want to make sure to invite you to be part of that special online Passover Seder gathering. And as always, you can find much more information about this subject and others on my page here on sermonaudio.com. Thanks for joining me. I'd love to hear back from you, get your feedback, questions, comments, and you can do that very easily here through my page on sermonaudio.com. This is a video in a series on the Passover, presenting information on various topics, various issues within the vast history of the Passover. It is so immense, and it is so important, and it goes back, obviously, 34 centuries, and it goes all the way back to the time of the Exodus, and it's been celebrated since all around the world, and it's so significant within Jewish culture, and it's also so significant to us as Christians for reasons that we'll see beginning in this lesson. And what I'm doing in these various topical lessons on the Passover and the Passover Seder that I'm presenting here by means of these PowerPoint videos is to talk about Christ our Passover. He's our Passover lamb who has been sacrificed. But I'm preparing these various topical messages to give additional information that I may not have time to share when I'm presenting the Passover, when I'm giving a Passover Seder demonstration, even if I have another hour or even two more hours to speak about Passover. In addition to that, in a church on a Sunday, I still would not be able to cover everything. So I want to have this material prepared and preserved here so that people can go back and watch and see, get the full picture, get additional information. And so I'm going to be adding these videos on various aspects, various topics related to the Passover and Christ our Passover. And in this lesson, we're going to think about the biblical background of Passover. Chris Katulka of the Friends of Israel said that all of the Bible centers around Jewish culture and Jewish customs. Steve Herzig of the Friends of Israel said, Passover is the hub of the Bible. It is the redemptive story of the Jewish people. It is what Jewish people center in and talk about all the time. The MacArthur Study Bible records this overview within notes related to the final Passover that Jesus celebrated with his disciples. He said Passover was both a memorial of the deliverance from Egypt and a prophetic type of the sacrifice of Christ. So Passover had looked forward to the sacrifice of Christ. He transformed the Seder. By the way, that's from a Hebrew word meaning order. Passover Seder, it's like an order of service. He transformed it into an altogether different ceremony, which looks back in remembrance at his atoning death. Jesus transformed the last Passover into the first observance of the Lord's Supper, and he is the central antitype in both ceremonies, being represented symbolically by both the Paschal Lamb of the Passover and the elements in the communion service. And so we see here Jesus is central for the Christian to the topic of the Passover. We're thinking about Christ, our Passover. We so appreciate and love our Jewish friends and the heritage that we have from them in the significance of these issues that we're talking about. So let's think about Passover in the whole Bible here for a moment. It is, the word Passover is found 49 times in the Old Testament, and 27 times in the New Testament. Now, in the Old Testament, Passover is found 24 times in the Pentateuch, the first five books of Moses, and it's found 25 times in all the remainder of the Old Testament. Does that surprise you that it's not found more often, and that it's found only 25 times in all the rest of the Old Testament? Well, it may, and we'll think about why that is the case here in just a moment. Because Passover was, of course, instituted in Exodus 12 at the time of the 10th plague, at the time of the Exodus from Egypt in 1445 B.C. And the biblical Passover meal was very simple. It only included three items: a sacrificed lamb, unleavened bread, bitter herbs. And, of course, there were several other dynamics involved in the first Passover we are aware of, and the fact how God spared the firstborn within those families that kept the Passover from Israel, and then of course he killed the firstborn of all of those of Egypt who did not obey him and keep the Passover. Now, Passover there is instituted in Exodus 12. It is given instructions in the law in Leviticus 23. Also, more instructions in Numbers 9. And again in Deuteronomy 16. So this is Passover in the Old Testament. Just getting a broad overview here. Here is an amazing fact. Passover was apparently neglected for 300 to 400 years, from the time of Samuel to the time of Hezekiah would be 300 years, to the time of Josiah would be 400 years. Now, what do we mean by all this? Why was it neglected? What a tremendous mystery in the Old Testament. And what a surprise when we perhaps think of that for the first time. But Hezekiah reinstated the Passover celebration in 2 Chronicles 30, and you can read that chapter and read about what he did there. And that's about 300 years after Samuel had apparently led the most recent Passover before then. Now think about this. This gets a little bit complicated, but not anything you can't follow. All right? Jeremiah Study Bible Notes says, Hezekiah's invitation was sent to those who remained in Israel. Excuse me. Go back to the last slide here. Hezekiah's invitation was sent to those who remained in Israel, as well as to all the people of the southern kingdom. So in other words, he invited everyone in Israel, in the north and in the south. Even though Israel may have observed, he says, the Passover under a human king, may have observed, this Passover, Hezekiah's, is the first one recorded since Joshua led Israel into the promised land. And you say, well, I thought we were talking about Samuel leading a Passover. Well, we'll see where we get that idea in just a moment. We know we have a record of Joshua leading a Passover and Hezekiah leading a Passover. And this Hezekiah's is the first one where it's described since Joshua. So the described Passovers go from Joshua to Hezekiah. The MacArthur Study Bible says, Hezekiah reached back to restore the Feast of Unleavened Bread and the Passover, which apparently had not been properly and regularly observed in some time, perhaps since the division of the kingdom 215 years earlier. Now, he's surmising that perhaps there was a Passover in the time of David or Solomon. 215 years. Okay, actually, that's pretty close to 300, so it's on the same similar train of thought, I think. But here he's talking again. Now, the Passover would later be revived again by Josiah. Now, that's 400 years after Samuel. And then Zerubbabel would have a Passover after the exile as he leads the first wave of return from Babylon. So let's think about this now. We've got Passovers under Joshua that one's described in the text. Samuel, No description. David or Solomon, no word about it. Hezekiah, no, he had one. Yes, I should say, we know he had one. Yes, he did. Then Josiah, then Zerubbabel. So why do we say again 300 to 400 years? It was 300 years between Samuel and Hezekiah. Hezekiah reinstated the Passover. Josiah, really, in his attempt to revive the Passover, he goes all out. He obeys the letter of the law, and he has the festival celebrated in the greatest way that it has been in a long, long time. Now, he's 400 years after Samuel. But Samuel's Passover isn't described for us. So Joshua is the last mention of Passover in the narrative, says the ESV Study Bible. So you go from Joshua to Hezekiah, and then really Josiah is the next one who fully obeys, fully engages in the festival, the Feast of Passover. Okay? So Samuel had overseen a previous Passover according to 2 Chronicles 35:18, which is comparing here in the context of Josiah. Talking about Josiah's Passover, it said there had been no Passover kept in Israel like that since the days of Samuel the prophet, and none of the kings of Israel had kept such a Passover as Josiah kept. So if you follow all of that, we realize it's really not that difficult. We just want to be sure we understand this. We go from Joshua to Samuel to Hezekiah to Josiah, and then finally Zerubbabel. And those are the only Passovers described for us. Amazingly, nothing described specifically about David or Samuel. Solomon keeping the Passover. Nothing about the days of the divided kingdom, all the way up to Hezekiah. Those are the only ones that it speaks about. There's one prophetic reference to Passover in Ezekiel 45. There will be a renewed celebration of the Passover in the millennial kingdom to come. In Ezekiel 45, verses 21 through 24, and we shall hope to all experience this tremendous celebration. In the first month, verse 21 says, on the 14th day of the month, you shall observe the Passover. A feast of 7 days, unleavened bread shall be eaten, and on that day the prince shall prepare for himself and for all the people of the land a bull for a slain offering. And it goes on to describe this. And so there are modifications here, apparently, to the celebration of the Passover in the coming millennial kingdom. And so won't this be something for us to behold? And we anticipate that. Prepare a burnt offering, 7 bulls and 7 rams without blemish. So, interesting. The changes there in the future Passover, and that's something I'm not sure I've ever really heard much teaching about, if any at all, and a subject for further study. Now, when we come to the New Testament, we find Passover is found 24 times in the Gospels, and only 3 times in all the remainder of the New Testament. Now, that somewhat makes sense, because, of course, Passover is central here in the historical account of the life of Christ in the Gospels. And then it's used once in Acts in terms of just a historical marker. It's used in that great theme verse from 1 Corinthians 5, Christ is our Passover lamb. And then it's used in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 regarding Moses. There are 4 Passovers mentioned during the life of Christ. The one when he was 12 years old in Luke 2, Then during his ministry, we have Passover in John 2, John 6, of course John 11, and that's covered in all four Gospels. There are in fact 22 references to the final Passover, where we believe Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper as he celebrated Passover with his disciples on the night in which he was betrayed. So that's our study of the background of Passover and Christ, our Passover, being our larger theme. And I hope that this helps you kind of put Passover in a biblical context. It gives us some big guides here, to use the different analogies, the beginning of some building blocks that we can sort of move around and look into and utilize to really begin to try to understand, make sense of this vast subject of the Passover. So there'll be other topical videos like this one, Lord willing. Thank you for joining me this time. I'll close with some reference notes, and we'll be finished for today with this lesson. Thanks so much for listening. God bless you.